Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Our guest today is Becky Carter, the President and Chief Nursing Officer of Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. I thought we'd start off talking today with Becky about a very special event featuring a very special guy that's coming up soon at the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. I hear the guy in the red suit's going to be coming by with maybe doing some cookies or something.
That is so true. On Saturday, December the 8th, from noon until 1:30 in the afternoon, we are going to have Santa at the hospital. We'll be serving cookies and juice and milk. We'll have activities for the children. They can sit on Santa's lap and have pictures made by their families and tell him everything they want.
Well, that's really going to be neat. Be in the main lobby?
It will be.
Okay.
So easy to find. Come right in the front door and you'll see the festivities right there.
Okay, and that's on December the 8th, noon until 1:30, right?
Yes.
You only be away from the reindeer so long, then you have to start taking care of them.
You know, it is a very, very busy time of year for this guy.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah. Well, it's also a busy time of the year for Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. There's always something going on. I noticed that you have officially submitted the application for recognition as a Pathway to Excellence Hospital. Tell us about Pathway to Excellence.
Pathway to Excellence is a program that's offered by the American Nursing Credentialing Corporation, which is obviously a national accrediting agency, nursing professional organization. And Pathway to Excellence is a recognition that they award to organizations that meet the highest standards of providing the right kind of work environment for nurses. It means that the nurses in the organization are supported, that we are concerned for their well-being as well as the patient's well-being, that they work in an organization where they feel supported, where they're given opportunities to learn and grow and develop, where their education is supported. This is a very high honor for an organization to achieve. What I've told our team as we prepared our documentation to demonstrate that we do meet these standards is that this process is not a journey to become a Pathway to Excellence organization, but it's a journey to demonstrate to the reviewers that we already are.
Now, is this something you guys decided you wanted to do this because you know you're there, or were you invited to be a part of this program? How does that part of it work?
Well, it was part of the nurses setting some goals around their own recognition of their nursing practice in the organization. We actually have a group of nurses who lead nursing in the organization. These are nurses who do bedside nursing care, who lead our shared governance organization for nursing practice in the organization, and they set it as a goal. Certainly we presented it as an option, but this is a lofty goal, and we are the first small hospital in the Mission system to submit our documentation and to invite reviewers to come. That's our next step, is for the reviewers to come and visit with us and to do some additional surveying and information collection with our nursing staff, just to confirm that this is the caliber of organization that they provide care to patients in.
So that was going to be my next question. Is this Blue Ridge, or was this the Mission system? So you answered that. It's Blue Ridge. It really does sound like it's something very exciting for Blue Ridge to take on. What standards are required? What do they want from a hospital?
Well, they want to know that nurses are leading their own practice as a profession, that they are having input, that we have nursing leadership involved in all areas of the organization, that we're giving input to everyone from the board right through working with all of the other disciplines and all of the support teams. They want to know that we have solid safety standards, processes, and outcomes, that our patients are safe and that our nurses are safe. They want to know that we have high quality scores, that we are an organization that is first and foremost making sure that we're providing the highest quality care and that the nurses have what they need to be able to do that. They want us to demonstrate that we're an organization that takes care of its own, that we give our nurses opportunities to get well, be well, stay well, just like we wish for our patients. So we're giving them supports like opportunities to have healthy food, exercise programs, regular screening and feedback on what they can do to stay well. We are providing them with opportunities to debrief and to be supported when the inevitable sad things happen among us. So they want just to demonstrate that our nurses have the opportunity to be cared for themselves. They want us to demonstrate that our nurses are given opportunities and supported in their own development, that they have regular opportunities to go for education, that on topics that are pertinent to the care that they provide, they want to know they're supported in their ability to get advanced degrees and advanced certifications. So we were happy to demonstrate that our nurses are really making wonderful strides in that area.
Well, I'm sure some folks might say, well, this is just an award for the hospital. How would it benefit the patients, not necessarily the staff, but the patients, but just better care and reviewing everything, I guess, would be the answer to that.
Well, it is. You know, it gives the patients the reassurance that we are meeting the highest national standards, that the nurses who are there to care for them are supported, that they are people who are given continuing education, who have the best tools available, who have the systems and the supports that they need to keep their patients safe. So anything that benefits a nurse in his or her practice benefits patients, because that's who is right there taking care of the patients.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Becky Carter of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital talking about the Pathway to Excellence program. We'll talk more about the actual program, and it's also dedicated to the memory of someone special, and we'll talk about that as well. That will be on tomorrow's program. Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Our guest was Becky Carter, the President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thank you for listening.